Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And thanks to the help you get from Dan Burns, who is an ASE certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, you'll keep it running. We'll get it running. And Dan's helped us out. If you're new to the show, by the way, thank you for joining us. If you have any kind of a car or truck or van problem and you have to bring it into your favorite dealer, your favorite shop, why don't you call Dan or send a text, and he'll give you some idea of what might be wrong with that vehicle of yours. 651-989-9226. Or if you want to send a text to Dan, like some folks are already doing, 81807. Keep in mind, Dan will be here for about another 30 minutes or so. So don't wait. If you have a question, call us or send a text, and we'll help you out. Dan, good to see you. Good morning.
Good morning.
How was the week at Lloyd's Automotive?
We had a very busy week. Spring is here, and we're after all the spring stuff that's going on, but it's been very busy. Yeah, good.
People getting ready for travel.
The fishing opener.
Fishing
huh?
opener this weekend.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, and you had a texter sent one in earlier today, thinking it is fishing opener weekend. And here's the text: when pulling a pontoon, should you keep the transmission out of overdrive?
You should. That's great advice.
Why is that?
Well, because when you're pulling a load, you're putting additional load on the transmission, and it causes it to get hot.
Ooh, okay.
And if you don't allow it to go into overdrive, the engine revs a little bit faster, and everything flows a little bit better, faster, and so it keeps everything cool.
Okay.
And that's what you want to do. Transmission fluid flows from the transmission and actually, on most cars, goes into the radiator. Not to mix with the coolant, but there's a separate set of cooling core inside the radiator. There's the core for the coolant, and then there's the core for the transmission fluid.
I did not know that.
And so the transmission fluid actually flows through the radiator and has the wind blowing across it to cool the transmission fluid as it flows back into the transmission.
Right.
So it needs to keep flowing so that it stays cool. And if you go at a higher RPM, first of all, there's less torque on the transmission, which keeps it cooler, and everything is running a little bit faster, which keeps
that makes
it cooler.
Sense. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for the text. If you want to send your car care question via text, again, the number is 81807, 81807. All right. We have, by the way, there's a line open if you want to call Dan, 651-989-9226. That works too. Another text, Dan, says, 2011 Camry, and only the driver's side door will unlock automatically with keyless entry. The key fob or either interior buttons. They all lock normally. There's no sound coming from the doors when pressing unlock, and they all stopped working at the same time. I've checked all fuses and looked at each door for loose wires. Where could I look next?
Well, the switch, the emergency switch. Check that and be sure that you don't have it disabled. You know, you can disable the other doors with a button. So we've actually found that quite frequently.
Oh, no kidding.
Where, hey, my door locks quit working. What's going on? Or the windows or something quit working, and there's a button that you can push to disable them so that the kids are safe. So
I see.
Yeah, be careful of that. Check
could
that
Could be
first,
as simple but, as that.
Well, probably not, but it could be. But more likely, there's something going on, and, you know, with the process of checking that is unfortunately probably going to involve taking door panels apart to access the motors and see if the motors are receiving the power that they're supposed to be getting from the switches. And if they're not, and I suspect they're not, then usually the problem goes back to the switches. Maybe the master switch assembly would need to be replaced.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
Text number 81807, phone number 651-989-9226. Let's go to the phones. Gene is calling from St. Paul. Good morning, Gene. What is your question?
Well, I have a 2007 Ion, and I got it a couple months ago from a used car lot, and the key won't come out of the ignition some of the times when I turn it off.
Well, that's something you should probably get in and get checked before it gets stuck in there permanently. Mm. Usually when that happens, what's going on is one of the tumblers in the ignition switch is not where it's supposed to be, and it's not working properly. Either it's stuck or sometimes they roll over a little bit, and that's what's binding the key when it's coming out. So you should get that into a shop or a locksmith and see if they can't do some sort of repair on it before it actually breaks, because it would be way less expensive to repair it than it would be to have to replace
that. Have you guys done that at Lloyd's?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do that quite often.
Well, you do. So, interesting.
Yep. In fact, take it to your shop, and they'll deal with a locksmith if they want to. That's what we do.
Okay. All right, thank you, Gene. 651-989-9226. Let's go back to the phones. Dean is calling from Eden Prairie. Good morning, Dean.
Hey, I got a Chrysler 200C, 2015, and when I go to lock the doors, the trunk does not lock.
Yeah, same thing I said in the before. Be sure that there's not a little switch in the trunk that's in the wrong position, because maybe it's disabled right now. It can't. Oftentimes, you can shut those off, so be sure that the switch is not in the wrong position. But if that's not the case, and if that you're probably not getting power back to the lock actuator, you know, if you take the it's probably got a felt cover back there. If you take that felt cover off, you can access that lock actuator and see what's going on. If you find out that you're not getting any power back there, a really common place for problems is when you open the trunk, the wires are routed along the hinge of the trunk. And, of course, every time you open and close the trunk, those wires flex, and you might find that the wires inside that loom along the hinge have broken, and they need to be repaired. That's another very common repair.
Is it? Okay.
You've heard me say that it also happens in the driver's door.
The door, yeah.
Where the wires in the driver's door get broken.
Yeah, they get used a lot.
They get used a lot. They get flexed a lot, and as they age, it gets to be too much.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Dean. 651-989-9226. Let's go to Plymouth. I think Lynn is there with a question. Go ahead, Lynn. Lynn, you're on CCO.
Hi.
Morning.
Hi. I have an Enclave. I love it. I love it. I love it. For some reason, it's an 09. I got it in 12. In the last 3 years, I think, it's been like 6 times that the rear taillight has gone out. Most of the time, it's the left one, and all of a sudden, bang, it's the right one. Is there a reason that this should be happening?
You know, that's a really common question. Like, how come my car uses so many? Oftentimes it's a headlight. Oftentimes it's a taillight. And quite honestly, no, I don't know what it is. It doesn't have anything to do with the power or any of that that your car is providing, because they all have around we call it battery voltage. It's around 12 volts, a little more when the alternator is charging, but that won't ruin a light bulb. And the fact that it's grounded, that won't ruin a light bulb. And honestly, the light bulbs are all interchangeable. In other words, there's a particular part number, and there's not that many part numbers. So,
oh, interesting.
You know, Buick and Ford and Chrysler and Toyota all use a similar part number. So it's, they're all interchangeable. And so that's not it. And the only thing I've ever come up with what could cause it is a vibration, I think, is most commonly what's hard on a bulb. And if the way your headlight is mounted and the way that the vibration is going through the body of your car and up into your car, something like that is what I think what causes the filament to break and it to go through bulbs frequently. But it's funny because a particular car will commonly go through headlights, and a particular brand. And I don't know what the rhyme or reason is to it. But
and I think Lynn said this, this was a turn signal.
Turn signal. Well, yeah, but same concept.
Same
any
idea.
Bulb. You know, Mercedes, for example, has trouble with their taillights, and for no reason. They're great cars, and there's nothing wrong back there other than they go through taillights frequently. I don't know why.
Got to be frustrating for Lynn. All right, thank you, Lynn. Good luck with that. Keep some extra bulbs handy.
Learn to change them.
Yeah, indeed. All right. We have to take a quick break, Dan. Hang on. Dale, you're going to be next. Texters, you'll be next then, too. And good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, located on Grand Avenue. Where exactly before we talk about Grand Old Day?
There's my button.
There you go.
You know, when you get under pressure, it's hard
to
find the button when you really need it.
That's right.
Yeah, there we go. Anyway, we are right at exactly at 982 Grand Avenue, which is between Lexington and Victoria on Grand Avenue. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give Big Nick a call this morning at 651-228-1316.
He's a good guy, though. I mean, he may be big.
He's big.
But he's a good guy.
Hey, he just made his high school team Hall of Fame football player. So he's a big deal. Nick was a lineman in both high school and college, and his high school called and put him on the Hall of Fame.
No kidding.
At Highland Park High School. Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Nick.
Hall of Famer.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, we'll give you the phone number before Dan leaves us today. If you want to call in your car care question, 651-989-9226. If it's easier, send a text, and we'll get to those, too, in a moment. That number, 81807. But let's, Dan, go back to the phones. I think Dale has been waiting there in Dallas. Good morning, Dale. What's your question?
I have a 2004 Lincoln Town Car. On the dash, it says service engine soon. Am I okay to drive that until I get it serviced or get it checked out?
Yes, well, probably. If the vehicle was having a catalytic converter damaging episode, for example, if it had a significant misfire or something like that, that check engine light would be flashing, and in that case, you would have a situation that would need to be taken care of right away. They say you should stop driving it. I don't know if that's quite necessary, but at any rate, then it would need to get right in. But there's probably 100 different situations that will turn on that check engine light or service engine soon light. And there's a whole bunch of those that don't have anything to do with the way the car runs. And, you know, they might have to do with the emission systems or something like that. So in that case, yes, if you take your time and get it in and get it checked, decide what you want to do with it. And then they can do the repair. And in that process, they'll shut the light off for you and you'll be back where you belong.
All right. Before we break, Dan, the texter said, I just put new pads, rotors, and calipers on my 2007 Corolla. Everything works fine. Except there's a creaking noise just as my car comes to a stop and let off the brake pedal.
Yeah, that's, the biggest part of doing a brake job is the cleanup process. Mm. The slides, where the brake rotor mounts, how all the caliper mounts, it all needs to be cleaned up, fabricated, and professionally, we know how to do that, and we know where to do that and where to lube it and all that. And if you don't do all that, that's when you end up with noises that are strange. And it's probably perfectly safe, just an annoying noise. So if you go back and check your procedure and see that everything got cleaned up properly and lubricated properly, put it back together and you'll be in business.
All right, good. All right, let's take a break. Dan will be here for about another 15 minutes, so if you want to call in your question or text it, that's fine. Good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive helping you out. Dan, we have callers, we have texters, so let's get to it. Who has been waiting? It would be Tommy in Woodbury is on the phone. Tommy, you're on with Dan.
Hi, guys. Hey, I love your show. So my question is probably pretty simple, but I've got a 2005 Yukon, and all of a sudden my brakes, when I brake, when it's really slow speed, it's grinding really hard. But I know it's coming from the rear. Is that brake pads?
Yeah.
Calipers? What is that?
Well, it'll at least brake pads and brake rotors if it's already grinding. The rotors rotors have been ruined. In fact, on most brake jobs, in fact, almost all brake jobs anymore, you have to end up replacing the rotors anyway because they've gotten too thin. So if you're going to do a brake job, you might as well plan on rotors because you're going to need them. And then when they do the brake job, they'll inspect the calipers and see if the pistons push back properly and if the slides are all moving properly.
Mm.
But
okay.
That's what we inspect with a brake job. And if you're grinding, yes, your pads are wore out and you need some.
Okay. Jerry in Apple Valley is next on CCO. Go ahead, Jerry. Thank you.
I've got a question. I went into the Honda dealership, and I had an oil change, and I got about a half mile away, and my oil light came on, so I went back to the dealership, and they found out that the technician had left the old filter gasket on, and that caused the oil to leak out. When we checked the oil back at the dealership, there was nothing on the dipstick. They put 2 quarts in, and it just barely registered. I was just curious how much damage was done.
Well, if it put two quarts in and it was registering, then 3 quarts would have filled it up, and it takes 4 or 5.5 quarts total. So, in my opinion, the oil pan did not get empty. So it continued to circulate oil. So I don't think that there will have been any damage. I know that it's a huge mess that they have to clean up, and that's a really important thing to check. And it's too bad that happened, because now it makes you wonder if it did do any damage. But in my opinion, it's probably just fine. They did the repair. They filled it back up, and I think it'll be all right.
Oof. Scary, though.
Yeah, that's too bad. It's too bad. It's disheartening when that happens.
It is. Thanks, Jerry. Rick is calling from Brooklyn Center with a question, I believe. Rick, you're on with Dan.
Good morning, guys. I stopped in to get an oil change, and the guy showed me my dirty transmission fluid. I said, well, how much is that? Well, it's $150. Well, I didn't feel like spending $150, so on my way home, I went past the Car-X, and I stopped in there, and I asked him to get a price. Well, let me ask you a bunch of questions. How old is your car? How many miles do you have? When was the transmission fluid replaced last? It's almost like he didn't really want to take business, you know, automatically. It's like, you know, he said sometimes replacing the transmission fluid, it turns out worse than better.
What do you think about that, Dan?
I agree.
Really?
Yeah, no, that's good advice, Danny. You've heard me say it. Before you go ahead and have your transmission fluid changed just because, check and see if the manufacturer recommends it. Oftentimes, a transmission is a sealed unit. You can't really, you know, there's no dipstick or any way to check the fluid, to check the condition of the fluid. And oftentimes, maybe most times even now, the transmission fluid is a lifetime synthetic fluid that they don't recommend changing. So check with your owner's manual. If they don't recommending changing the transmission fluid,
don't worry.
I don't either.
Okay. Texter wants to know the average life of a Toyota Prius hybrid battery. This is a 2007 model.
Long time.
Are they? I think you mentioned that before.
Yeah. We see a lot of Priuses on the road through our shop, and we've replaced a handful of the big batteries, and it's an expensive deal, but the vehicles are well worth the investment. So I wouldn't worry about it. It's a long time before they wear out. I can't put a mileage on it, but we just recently replaced one, you know, that had over 200,000 miles on it, and that was the first battery replacement. But at any rate, the cars are of great value, and if you have to put a battery in it, that's probably a really good investment. So feel good about it.
Texter said in reference to, remember the caller earlier about the bulbs burning out in the vehicle. This texter says, if you slam the trunk hatch lid excessively, there's a vibration again. I've seen that to have an effect on the life of taillight bulbs.
Yeah, that would be it too. And like I say, I've never come up with a good answer, but it's really common for a particular car to need the same bulb.
Let's see. I have a Mercedes year 2000 E320 3.2 liter V6. Recently had to have the right front hub and bearings replaced. Does the weight of the car cause this wear over time?
No.
Not really.
It's just, you know, wheel bearings are, boy, they, when you think of how many times they've turned and rolled as you're going down the highway for all those years, it's just a wear item. And if the grease leaks out a little bit, or sometimes the wheel bearing can be damaged with potholes. We've seen an awful lot of wheel bearing repair this year with the way the roads are. So that could cause it too. But, you know, that would, we replace a lot of wheel bearings. That's a common repair. Not very often do we do them twice on the same car. But, but if you have to have your bearing replaced, go ahead and have it done, and you'll probably be good for life then.
Here's another text, Dan. It says, a faint, sometimes louder, sometimes soft, sometimes absent, high-pitched jingle or a squeal when the fan for the heater is on. Seems worse with cold weather. Stops when I turn the fan off. What could that be?
Well, first thing we should do is see if there's something in there. Mm. Oftentimes debris will have fallen through the vents and gotten into the cage of the blower motor and might be in there rattling around. So oftentimes we can access the blower motor when we're changing the cabin air filter, you know, the filter for the inside of the passenger compartment. And at least we could look in there with a mirror. But, and you know what else happens, Denny? I'm just thinking if you've had a mouse living in there or something, you'll end up
with... I was afraid you were going to say
that. Yeah, you'll end up with debris in there. And we see that quite often when we change a when we change one of the cabin filters.
Wow.
So, but at any rate, it's pretty easy to check.
It's not a big deal.
Worst case scenario is the blower motor starting to fail, in that the blower motor will need to be replaced.
How do we find you guys at Lloyd's?
You can come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net, or give a call, 651-228-1316.
Should we do this again next week?
Let's do it.
All right. Have a good week.
Sounds good.
And happy Mother's Day to Linda.
Thank you. You too. And same to Sandy.
Very good. Thanks, Dan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.